Let's start by talking about this concept of consistency. It's very common today for parenting books to emphasize the importance of consistency in changing children's behavior. The problem with consistency is that it's really rooted in a humanistic behavior modification approach. We're not saying consistency is wrong. What we're saying here is that it's incomplete. So let's flesh that idea out just a little bit more.
We really like this concept to share with people that consistency is overrated because parents find that encouraging. It's often the striving to be consistent that causes a parent to feel inadequate, to feel like I can't measure up. My children are having problems because I'm not consistent, and they blame themselves. It really puts pressure on parents in a way that's inappropriate because there's so much to parenting that is built on relationship and knowing your child and going to some deeper issues. So the consistency is not the ultimate goal.
In fact, I would suggest that the consistency is really tied to a system of parenting that is ineffective for the most part. It's tied to behavior modification. If you're trying to change behavior of a dog to do a certain activity or to train a bird to do something, then behavior modification is focused on the behavior. But God has created children with a heart. And so what that does is it opens up the door for many more resources for helping children change. A heart-based approach to parenting is different than behavior modification. When we use a heart-based approach to parenting, then we use different tools, different strategies, and we're not just simply focused on the behavior.
The behavior is important only in that it's a symptom of a deeper issue. We're not going to just focus on the behaviors and encourage some and get rid of others, but we want to use that behavior as an indicator. What are some heart issues? What's going on in the child's heart that's causing the child to act that way? If we were to focus on those deeper issues, then we'll have some groundwork and work on that child's heart, and then we'll see changes in their behavior over time. But the behavior isn't the focus of our attention. It's those deeper issues in the heart.
Now, here's how you can tell what heart issues you're trying to address in a child. You want to ask a question about the tendencies that your child has, because tendencies come from the heart. The heart's a wrestling place, a place where decisions are made. It's where patterns are developed. It's where attitudes are developed, and so on. So when children develop these patterns, they're an indication of something that's going on deeper inside the heart. So you ask the question, what are the tendencies my child is having?
Those tendencies are usually the things that are discouraging to you as a parent. The child always resists instruction. The child is continuously making mean comments to a sibling. Those tendencies wear us down as parents, but that's really where we want to focus our energy, is identifying what's the tendency that's creating a problem here, and then what heart issue might be developing that's going to lead to that tendency. How can we counteract that with a different heart quality that's going to help the child be more successful?
So if your child argues whenever you say no, or your child blames the problem on somebody else whenever he's corrected, those are heart issues. Now, you're going to discover in this book and in these resources a number of strategies to help children change on a heart level. It's not going to just rely on being more consistent or thinking of a different consequence to give to children. We're going to talk about how to change a child's heart. How are we going to help children develop on a deeper level so they can make significant changes inside?
So as we look at those deeper issues then and make some changes that way, strategize for change in the heart, develop character qualities the child needs, that's a more long-term benefit as well. Because if we're helping the child to develop responsiveness to authority or kindness toward a brother, then we're going to be seeing these qualities grow over time and we'll be able to help the child to mature, to become more responsible with those qualities.
There are many things that make a heart-based approach to parenting encouraging for the parent. This is one of those. Because when parents start looking at their own lives and they look at the inconsistencies that they have, they often feel guilty or discouraged about their parenting. What we're suggesting is that consistency isn't the most important thing. Rather, we're going to use other things like creativity and life experience, and dialogue with children to change what they believe, to develop new patterns for them, to give them a vision for something better. That's what we're talking about as we work with this idea of a heart-based approach.
So we want you to feel freed up as a parent, to be creative with your child, to follow some direction that goes through relationship rather than trying to always be so consistent focused on behavior.
We're going to give you a lot of ideas in this set of audio presentations, as well as in the book and the workbooks that you have with you. We're going to help you understand exactly what you can do in very practical terms, but the focus is going to be on the heart, not just on behavior.